Melbourne man Charles Livingston is in his holiday home there with his family, including his 17-month-old son. He's hoping to get him out of the fire-struck town on the ship today. He spoke to me a short time ago and I asked him if he could see the vessel.
It's very hard to see anything at the moment. The smoke haze today is terrible. It's the worst it's been, actually, apart from the actual firestorm itself. So it's very hard to see anything through it. I think the visibility is down to less than 100 metres at the moment. But I understand the ship has arrived. I understand the ship has arrived and is unloading supplies. That's how we know it's here, because they're apparently unloading diesel and stuff at the moment.
Where are you sheltering at the moment?
All right, we were very fortunate. Our holiday house stayed up. The shed out the back and the neighbour's shed both went up. I think the fireys did a fantastic job in our little stretch, but across the road and around the corner from us, I think two-thirds of the houses have been destroyed. It's just like a bomb site around here. It looks like, you know, somebody's come around and just, you know, threw cluster bombs down everywhere, and there's houses flattened with this sheet metal lying on the ground. Some of them are still smouldering. The fireys have been around all night putting out little fires here and there and hosing down embers, etc. But it's a devastating scene, actually. It's quite heartbreaking. I think if you'd lost a home here, it would be, you know, I saw a chap down the street who just finished building his dream home and it was just flattened, and you know, he was in a terrible state, and I don't blame him. It's a shocking sight to see that.
You've got a little child aged under two. How is he coping with those smoky conditions?
Oh, look, he's not liking it terribly much. He gets a little bit coughy if you leave him out. I mean, we've basically trapped indoors today. I mean, everybody now is wearing P2 masks because the particulate concentration in the air is really, really bad. And we're just not letting him out. So he's climbing the walls a bit, unfortunately. But look, he's a cheerful little fellow. He's when we were in the firestorm, he was a source of great inspiration to all who saw him. He's smiley and happy. And, you know, you've got to work at it to keep him occupied. But he's going well. It'd be good to get him out, though.
Yes, I bet. How much do you know about how the evacuation is going to be organised?
All right, so what I know from talking to bureaucrats and who I know, and from the Premier on the ABC this morning. He says they're organising it. They're trying to work out the logistics. They still haven't worked out what priority will be given to what class of person. So I think, you know, the likelihood is, from what we hear, that it will be those who are elderly, have breathing difficulties particularly, and the very young who are likely to be on the priority list. So hopefully that includes my little guy and his mum. And the Premier said that their people will be leaving today. The ship is still unloading, as I understand, and has a lot of stuff to get off. You know, fuel, bread, milk, water supplies, etc. And, you know, pharmaceutical supplies. So that may take some time, but I expect that we will be hearing this afternoon about what the arrangements are, and hopefully that will make it clearer then.
Mallacoota visitor Charles Livingston.